On today's OSU Extension Update for Healthy People, Healthy Finances, and Healthy Relationships, we'll talk about heart health. February is American Heart Month. You may have seen someone wearing red, or maybe you even donned yourself in red on February 1st as part of the American Heart Association's National Wear Red Day and Go Red for Women campaign. Here is what Go Red, G-O-R-E-D, stands for. G means get your numbers. Ask your doctor to check your blood pressure and cholesterol. O stands for own your lifestyle. Stop smoking, lose weight, exercise, and eat healthy. It's up to you. No one can do it for you. R is realize your risk. We think it won't happen to us, but heart disease kills 1 of 3 women. E, educate your family. Make healthy food choices for you and your family. Teach your kids the importance of staying active. And D stands for don't be silent. Tell every woman you know that heart disease is our number one killer. Women are significantly less likely than men to meet the federal guidelines for physical activity. Starting to exercise can be intimidating, but there are many benefits besides losing weight or maintaining a healthy weight. According to the ADA, high levels of cardiorespiratory, which means working both our heart and lungs, fitness, are linked to a lower risk of developing dementia, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, and even some types of cancer. I think we hear more about breast cancer than heart disease. In 2014, 1 in 32 female deaths was from breast cancer, but 1 in 3 was from cardiovascular disease. Nearly 75% of coronary heart disease cases in women can be prevented with healthy lifestyle choices like not smoking, exercising, and healthy eating. Many of us would think we recognize the signs of a heart attack, but some of them can be surprising. Women can experience different symptoms than men. Here are some signs to be aware of. Uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness of pain in the center of your chest. These are the things we most often think of associated with a heart attack. It lasts more than a few minutes or goes away and comes back. But also, it could be pain or discomfort in one or both arms, the back, neck, jaw, or stomach, shortness of breath with or without chest discomfort, and other signs such as breaking out in a cold sweat, nausea, or lightheadedness. Don't be afraid to start a caring conversation with someone you love who may be at high risk for heart disease. Try asking, "What can I do to support you?" or "How can we get healthy together?" Then you can cook and enjoy a healthy meal together or begin to meet every day for a fast walk. If your loved one smokes, encourage him or her to get free help quitting by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. I'm pleased to announce that OSU Extension will be offering Dining with Diabetes, a cooking school and nutrition education program designed for people with diabetes and their family members or caregivers. In a series of 4 classes, cooking demonstrations will help participants learn healthy techniques to use in their own kitchens. This program includes sampling healthy foods and discussion with a dietitian or certified diabetes educator about skills to manage diabetes. Dining with Diabetes will be held the first 4 Monday evenings of April, April 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Roscoe United Methodist Church. The cost of the program is $20 per person and includes all 4 classes, educational handouts, and small-size meals that feature a variety of recipes. I'm going to be teaching some of those classes, as well as a field specialist from our Family and Consumer Sciences area and a registered dietitian from the Coshocton County Health Department. Those with diabetes or prediabetes and their family members are encouraged to attend. You can contact OSU Extension at 740-622-2265 or visit coshocton.osu.edu for more information. In closing, at OSU Extension, we are proud to work for Coshocton County to help improve our families, farms, and businesses. Feel free to contact us at the Extension office or visit our website at coshocton.osu.edu. Make it a healthy day.